This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into any one of those and you can talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, we always have things that we can talk about here with you, and in the studio here with you tonight, we have a choking Rich Paul, who is joining us again. Hello, Rich.
Hey.
And Melanie, who's normally here with us on Monday nights, is also here.
Hey.
And so I'm Ian. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We've also got in the news, apparently, looks like there's another experiment going on with this universal basic income stuff. So we can talk about that on the way. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, again, discord.lrn.fm. The AFP reporting on the El Chapo trial, which I have not actually been following at all. I don't know if either of you two have been, but are you familiar with who El Chapo is?
He's a drug dealer in Mexico, right?
Yeah, he was in Mexico. He is now facing trial in, apparently, Manhattan, in New York City. Federal charges. Over the space of nearly 3 months, a New York jury has heard 54 witnesses deliver dramatic evidence against accused Mexican drug boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, former associates, ex-employees, and a one-time mistress, most of them now inmates in American prisons, have drawn a blood-soaked picture of the Sinaloa cartel, of which El Chapo was co-leader for 25 years, confirming that violent TV series like Narcos about notorious drug trafficker Pablo Escobar have not strayed far from the truth. According to the witnesses, the Sinaloa cartel flooded the United States with cocaine with the blessings of countless police, military officers, and Mexican officials, going all the way up to the president, who turned their heads in exchange for bribes worth millions. The prosecution lawyers in New York, having shown a stark spotlight on the powerful cartel, are close to wrapping up their case. The question now is whether the defense can introduce sufficient doubt to save El Chapo from conviction and a likely life sentence. And remember, El Chapo was the guy who had a tunnel that was dug underneath the prison that he was in Mexico. And his drug gang, or whoever it was that he had do this, they successfully broke him out of prison. Not only did he break out of prison once successfully, he's broken out of prison twice successfully. So, I mean, it's a pretty big feat to be able to break out of prison one time in your life. But this guy managed to do it two times. Unfortunately for him, they did end up catching up with him, and now he's facing trial. With the help of Christian Rodriguez, a Colombian who was El Chapo's communications chief, U.S. government agents intercepted some 200 conversations between the cartel boss and his associates, hired killers, and corrupt Mexican officials. Investigators also intercepted encrypted messages between El Chapo and others sent on Blackberries that the trafficker used to spy on his associates and his mistresses. In one message read to the jury, El Chapo speaks with an associate and former mistress known as La Fiera about setting up dummy corporations in Germany and Ecuador in order to export drugs to Europe, Canada, Australia, and the United States. They also discussed the purchase in Belize of 700 kilograms of cocaine. Pedro Flores, Chicago-based trafficker, testified he and his twin brother had received 38 tons of cocaine from El Chapo and from the cartel's other boss, Ismael Zambeda El Mayo, is what he's called, between 2005 and 2008, along with 200 tons, kilos of heroin. So this is it, Rich. They've busted El Chapo. It's over. The war on drugs, they've won. Cocaine, it's never going to come into America. They've busted all of his associates, so done deal, right?
You can manage a business in jail.
What are you saying there, Rich? You saying that it's not going to last, it's not going to make a difference, not going to make a dent?
There's always going to be another. If another person doesn't come and deliver cocaine at the current price, the price will rise until somebody does.
Mm, yeah, that's true. Because the market is based on demand and supply. So, you know, if there's a demand, somebody's going to supply it.
Yeah, it's inelastic demand, the ultimate in inelastic demand.
So when you say inelastic, you mean it can't go down over time?
It doesn't change with the price. Elastic demand changes
really
more with the price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know that cocaine is that inelastic. That would surprise me. Like, you would probably do some other drug if you couldn't get cocaine at a reasonable price. And then, like, and then there's still the issue of, okay, if cocaine is $100 a gram, and you just can't come up with that, it doesn't really matter how much you want it.
Well, that's why people commit robberies and things like that.
Yeah, but you can still only steal so much.
Well, you can only steal so much, but that's how, that's how addiction is characterized by a vertical demand curve, which means that you'll do whatever you possibly can to do it, mm-hmm. and if the price goes up, generally you will pay more. It's true that you can substitute drugs for drugs, but when somebody's a cocaine addict, you know, you can't just give them, you know, some other drug and say, well, they'll be just as happy.
Not going to satisfy them.
Exactly. If you take heroin and you're addicted to cocaine, yeah, it will reduce the discomfort, but it doesn't satisfy the craving.
It's an interesting story because it touches on some of the highlights of this man's career. I mean, 25-year career as one of the bosses in the Sinaloa cartel. It's an interesting look into, you know, the reality of what it's like to be in this drug trade at the gang, criminal gang, you know, level. Pedro Flores, again, testified he'd received 38 tons of cocaine along with 200 kilos of heroin between just 3 years. He said he sold it all in the United States. The cocaine he sold for as much as $800 million, and the heroin for $10 million. After surrendering to American agents, the brothers secretly taped dozens of conversations with El Chapo. In one of them, in 2008, Pedro Flores negotiated with El Chapo over the price of 20 kilos of cocaine. His accountant, the brother to El Mayo and the cartel boss in Mexico City, told the jury how El Chapo purchased Colombian cocaine for $3,000 a kilo, then sold it in New York for $35,000 a kilo.
Snitches get stitches.
A markup of more than 10 times the cost. Now, of course, Rich...
But he has no other expenses, right? He just teleports himself to New York with the cocaine. Doesn't have to spend gas, doesn't have to spend security, doesn't have to spend bags, doesn't have to spend storage.
Oh, yeah.
He just has no expenses. So it's just 10%, 100%, whatever.
Well, 10x.
Profit.
I mean,
it's a
big profit. I mean, there's you know, obviously there's nothing wrong with making a profit. And the reason why people make profits on the drug trade that are seeming excessive is because there are very high risk involved. You know, if you're risking prison for the rest of your life, which he is, then he's got to make it worth his while. Now, of course, in this case, could it have been done for less? Yeah, of course it could have been done for less. But everybody in the drug trade is trying to make good money. So the even though there is competition for price at some level, there's still a solid padding in there for anybody who's participating, basically.
Yeah, and Milton Friedman points out that the role of the government in this is protection for the cartel. And when I say protection, I don't mean protection from other threats. I mean protection from competition.
Right.
If the government keeps the competition out of the way, the prices are going to be high. And that's true if you're talking cocaine or chemotherapy. Because the government does the same thing for the AMA cartel.
Right, and there was, I don't think it's in this particular story, but there was, I had heard that they were talking about how they were doing smuggling in some of this court testimony, and they were just saying they're, rather than digging under a wall or digging under the border or, you know, doing some sort of ridiculous exercise, they would just load it up in trucks and truck it across. Now, I presume that also means they were paying off border guards. You know, because if, you know, obviously you don't want a whole truck full of cocaine to get busted at the border. So the ideal way to deal with that is to get some border guards on the take. The toll-free number here, a few more highlights of the El Chapo trial, which apparently is going on. The prosecution ready to rest its case coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into any one of those. We'll get you on the air. We're talking about El Chapo. He is facing, apparently, quite a bit of time in prison. I suspect the rest of his life, because he's not a young man. El Chapo is currently... Actually, I don't know if they even say it in this article. I don't know how old he is, but he's not a young man. Anyway, he's facing trial in New York, and it's been going on for nearly 3 months. And honestly, I have not been following this at all. I just recently heard that it was happening. We followed the El Chapo case when he was released from prison, not by the prison's choice, but because somebody tunneled underneath it and broke him out.
What is that, being released from prison?
Yeah, true.
Escaping from prison.
Anyway, amazing story. You know, I'm sure this guy is an absolute thug criminal because, you know, while I want to see the war on drugs end and I want to see drugs legalized, I want to see people being able to purchase any kind of you know, product that they want to and put it in their body if that's what they choose to do, I do understand that in order to be the head of a cartel, you probably have to be a pretty brutal kind of dude.
Well, when Mexico sends people to cartel school, they don't send their best.
So you can bring up whatever you want here if you want to jump in on the discussion about prohibition and you know, some of the things that it creates, which one of the things prohibition creates besides police corruption is drug thugs, you know, these criminal gang members who are in some cases shooting up innocents in the streets, usually on accident, but as you know, kind of a side effect, if you will, of fighting out over territory and things like that. So it's incredibly, you know, dangerous business to get into. And it doesn't have to be that way if they would just legalize it, because you don't see Pfizer having shootouts with Merck. You know, they're not doing that. They're just competing openly in a marketplace where they don't have to fight viciously and brutally over territory.
Since repeal of prohibition, there hasn't been a single incident where an executive at Bacardi has had an executive at Seagram's whacked.
Yeah, exactly.
They just don't do it. They sue each other like civilized people.
So, by the way, speaking of Mexico, Acapulco is just around the corner. It's going to be kicking off in just over 2 weeks from now. And it's happening February 14th through the 17th in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Ron Paul is going to be there. He'll be the keynote speaker yet again. Last year it was a sold out standing room only crowd. There's a good chance it's going to sell out this year as well. If you've been thinking about getting your tickets, it's my understanding you still can, so go to anarchapulco.com and grab your tickets there. There weren't very many hotel rooms left when we last heard about it, but you might still be able to get in there, because this event has grown so much, they've actually reserved the entire hotel. So the entire resort is going to be for Acapulco participants. So if you see somebody there, they're either working for the hotel or they are there for Acapulco. It's
turned, or they're feds.
It's turned, well, there's a good chance of that.
Well, the feds are there for Acapulco. Yeah. So.
True. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Wherever there's a gathering of you know, purported anarchists, there's a good chance some federal agent or more than one of them will likely be present. So, you know, keep that in mind. Yeah. That's just the reality.
I mean, besides Cantwell.
Yeah. He's not going.
He's not a fed either.
Well,
I thought he was. Wasn't he?
He admitted.
Didn't he become an informant?
Yeah, he admitted to informing on people in his own new movement that he's in. You remember that, right?
I think we're going to disagree on the nature of that conclusion.
Okay. Well, I mean, he wrote an article explaining that he was a fed informant.
Titles. Everyone knows he has clickbait titles.
Okay. So what do you want to say about it? Because, I mean, it seemed like he was an informant. I read the article. I'm pretty sure I know what went on.
I mean, well, an informant to me is somebody who's like, hey, FBI, in exchange for either a plea deal or some money, I will go and spy on these people and inform back to you.
Well, in this case, that's not what he did. In this case, he...
Well, that's not an informant.
Well,
what was
informed.
Your impression of what Cantwell did? Just so we're on the same page.
If you have an agreement with someone up front that these are the terms of what is going to be released if something goes down, I can't call that anything negative because you agree to that.
I'm not sure I understood what you just said.
So if me and you have an agreement, yeah, we're going to deal drugs, but if we get caught, you're going to flip on me.
Okay.
Can't we stealing?
No. Then we get caught, and then you flip on me.
That's part of the agreement, you're saying?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with the Cantwell situation? Because my understanding was, and I'm not
like
saying...
Like, he filmed a room of people who agreed to be filmed, knowing that, like, if anybody gets busted, we're going to release this to prove we're not doing anything illegal.
No, that wasn't it at all. He went to the feds because he wanted to protect his own butt. Which I don't, you know, I don't blame him for it. And he was at the very least honest about it. So he's not an informant in your typical way, in that he was trying to hide the fact that he was an informant, or, you know, trying to set somebody up. What he's gone to the feds over, as I understand it, is reporting these people in this. He's part of, for those that don't know, we're talking about Chris Cantwell. He's a former host on Free Talk Live. We had to kick him off the show because it turned out he ended up becoming a racist. Since then, he's become even more racist and has gotten in with these white nationalist people. He went to that Charlottesville thing a couple of years ago in Virginia. And so part of that was communicating to the feds essentially, like, illegal things that people were trying to rope him into that he didn't want to be roped into. And he came right out and admitted it. So he's not an informant in the traditional way that you would think of an informant. But he certainly did inform on his so-called compatriots to the federal government. Now, some of his compatriots could have themselves been agents provocateur trying to provoke Cantwell into doing some sort of violent act.
Also, right? Like, announcing that you're a Fed is a really good way to... Well, it's a really good way to do a lot of things, but it's a really good way to make yourself compromised in the sense that now I really kind of can't narc on anybody, and I think you did something... like this at one point?
Well, the reason that I announced
not that
it
exactly.
When they tried to turn me and make me become an informant, I did make the announcement that they tried to make me become an informant, right. Precisely because that destroyed my value to them as an informant,
sure.
And that way they didn't, like, go after my girlfriend and try to use her to pressure me, because there was nothing left I could do for them. But I don't know, the thing that I remember about Cantwell's article, and I wish I'd reread it before the show, I seem to remember him snitching out Antifa people.
Yep.
And
you raccoons. Him? That's not snitching. No, if someone physically attacks you and you call the cops, that's not snitching. We can
if
debate
suddenly,
the merits
if,
of that, but that's not snitching.
That's not true if you're in the life. If you're part of it, you know, if you're a gangster and some other gangster comes after you, you don't call the police, or, yeah, that is generally considered snitching. You can shoot them, but that's honorable. Being
combat.
A snitch is not honorable.
So, I tend to agree that being a snitch is not honorable. However, I make a carve-out for violence. So, if you see somebody commit a murder or something like that, it's not snitching to, you know, give some information over on an actual violent person. Let's talk about
it
more.
I agree if you're a civilian.
More on the way here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is continuing to ramp up pressure on former president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. National Security Advisor John Bolton has a message for Maduro regarding any U.S. diplomats in Venezuela.
Any violence against these groups would signify a grave assault on the rule of law and will be met with a significant response.
It's all about border security. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders when discussing the possibility of a second partial government shutdown. Sanders says she hopes everyone will come together and work out a deal.
Ideally, Democrats would take these next 3 weeks to negotiate in good faith, as they've indicated that they would, and come up with a deal that makes sense, that actually fixes the problem, so we don't have to go through that process.
And your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was down 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Melanie, and Rich here in the studio tonight. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I think we get distracted with the Anarchapulco discussion, and I didn't tell you to go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL to get a discount on your tickets. So that's kind of important information. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL, February 14th through the 17th. It's coming up fast, and Mark and I are going to be broadcasting from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. Once again, it's anarchapulco.com, code FTL. We've been talking about the El Chapo trial, just some highlights here from a fairly brief article, which is, you know, honestly, it's way too brief. It's probably not the best piece about it from the AFP, focusing on a lot of the money, the markup. 10 times you would buy a kilo of cocaine for $3,000 and then flip it. So you'd buy it in Colombia and then flip it in New York for $35,000. Per kilo. So you're welcome to comment on that if you want. We also ended up talking about being an informant and snitching. And Rich, you were saying that you kind of agreed with me where if you witness somebody commit a violent act, a rape or a murder or something like that, that to me, I don't consider that to be snitching at all. That you're actually working to put away somebody who is a harm.
Snitching kind of implies you're not minding your own business.
Snitching is where, in my opinion, when you're snitching on somebody who's doing something that's not harmful to others, meaning selling drugs or something else like that.
From an ANCAP point of view, I would say that's the same.
From an anarcho-capitalist?
From an anarcho-capitalist point of view, I would say that that's probably true, but generally, I mean, gangsters don't expect the little old lady next door not to call the police mm-hmm. if she's in danger. But the, and there are times that they do use the police against each other, but it's definitely not, it's considered dirty pool. In that,
sure, if you're talking about gang versus gang, then I see what you're saying.
Yeah, when
there.
It's gang versus gang, murder is part of the game, that's part of the ethic, and it's part of the snitching inhibition.
Well, plus, if you bring in the police as a gang member, then they're likely going to bring you up on charges anyway for something. So it's against your interest, period, to involve the police from that perspective.
Generally true, but against your interest, but also unethical by sure. by that.
I don't know if I'm going to adopt gang ethics any more than I'm going to adopt.
Well, no, he's only talking about you're only a snitch when it's murder if you're doing it from within a gang. If you are one gang member snitching on another gang member, you're supposed to settle it outside of the
system. But yeah, I can understand the argument there, whereas, okay, well, if we're in the business of killing each other, we're not going to call the cops because we're killing each other. That at least makes logical sense.
That's the idea. Let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana. Matthew, you're listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's interesting that Richard bring that up because we had a sheriff down here, and Melanie may remember hearing about him, called Harry Lee. And he was considered by many people to be one of the most successful sheriffs in Jefferson Parish history. He kept the peace. And there's always been this rumor of some kind of a corruption, and I think I know what it was, because I saw him hanging around with basically kind of a not really notorious but known mid-level drug distributor. I worked with a guy in his restaurant, very profitable restaurant, and he basically had a stable of drug dealers, from the street dealers to the guys.
Who did? The sheriff had a stable of them, or the guy you worked with?
The sheriff.
Okay.
The guy I worked for was one of the guys in his stable. And the idea was, yeah, y'all can ply your trade, keep it under control, don't do any of the violence over territory stuff. You see somebody coming into your territory, call me, I'll handle it.
Yep.
And he did. And guess what? Jefferson Parish had an amazingly low crime rate.
Do you recall this story at all?
I wasn't in the area when he was in office. I was probably a little bit too young for him. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
So where'd this all go, Matthew?
Well, he died in office.
Oh, okay. So he got away with it.
Yeah, the guy who replaced him had no idea what was going on, so he just started busting drug dealers left and right, irrespective of how dangerous they actually were. And we wound up, you know, we're still better off than Orleans Parish, but that's not saying much. So... Wow. It's like you get rid of one drug dealer, another one lines up, take his place. Like, so I understand the people who replaced El Chapo make El Chapo look like a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Really? What have you heard about them?
Oh, well, they do things like, you know, they had people leave them in front of newspaper offices. They're trying to take over a town called Nuevo Laredo. This is from Breitbart News. Mm-hmm. They assaulted an American consulate with a grenade.
Wow.
And supposedly automatic weapons. I don't know if they used semi-automatic weapons and just pulled the trigger real fast. But the guy, I'm questioning that because guns are illegal in Mexico unless you buy them from the state-approved gun store. So,
cocaine is illegal too, and they had a lot of that.
Cartels have their ways of getting guns.
That's impossible. Whenever you pass a law, whenever you pass it against, it vanishes it, doesn't it?
No. Thanks, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I wonder if they're going after Obama's record, if they're going for the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, Obama has killed more children than all other Nobel Peace Prizers.
Right.
Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
You know, since he brought up a corrupt sheriff, I've got a related story here that's been sitting in my show prep for a few weeks. Out of Mississippi, Webster County's highest law enforcement official has been arrested by state investigators last month and charged with a long list of felonies, ranging from tampering with evidence to sexual contact with an inmate. This is County Sheriff Timothy Seth Mitchell, age 53. In a press release on Wednesday morning, Mississippi's Department of Public Safety and the Bureau of Investigation announced that Timothy Seth Mitchell, sheriff, was charged with two counts of embezzlement, two counts of trafficking in stolen firearms, one count of attempting sex and or sexual acts with an inmate, one count of tampering with physical evidence, three counts of retaliation against a witness, one count of permitting possession and or sale of controlled substances in jail, and two counts of furnishing an inmate with weapons, cell phone, and narcotics.
Now, it says attempting sex with an inmate. Was he pushing rope?
Yeah, attempting sex sounds kind of rapey.
Yeah. I mean, so this guy is real bad. At the time of arrest, the Eupora native was serving his second term as county sheriff. If convicted, he's facing a minimum of 9 years and a maximum of 152 years with fines up to $100,000 for the 12 felony counts. So yet another example of another corrupt cop who happens to get busted. He must have crossed the wrong person and triggered this investigation, because you have to wonder how many of these sheriffs they're just looking the other way on. You know, how many of them they're aware of what they're doing. Because within the department, there has to be some sort of institutional knowledge of this, right? I mean, the idea that the sheriff could keep things hush-hush across his entire department seems just so unbelievable to me.
Well, I mean, they would have to know all the way down to the rank and file what they're not supposed to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's that is interesting. What do you do when you're a police officer and you tell
and
your supervisors say, don't see this? Well, I've never heard of one coming forward.
Well, right, because you don't want to get killed by them.
You don't see that, I guess.
Or whatever it is that they might do to you or your family, right? It's not worth it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We got more on corruption, drug gangs. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, so jump into one of those if you want to get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
Melanie.
Rich Paul.
And, of course, again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We were talking about El Chapo. There's kind of a brief overview piece of what has been a three-month-long trial, apparently, according to the AFP, for one of the most notorious drug gangsters on the planet. Lots of people have heard of Pablo Escobar. Well, this is, you know, kind of the next Pablo Escobar, and he's currently facing many felony charges. It doesn't say here in this piece how many years in prison he's facing, but I'm going to guess it's the rest of his life because he is not a nice man. And helped to run the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico for 25 years. He was the co-leader of that cartel. He's been testified against by what appear to be many former associates who are now inmates in American prisons. So they all
yeah, that
went
was
down.
Not smart, y'all.
What do you mean?
I would not testify against him.
You're suggesting he's gonna get to them in the prison.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be him. He has people, you know.
Right, right. He's going to have his people get to them in the prison. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It can happen. Yeah.
It's probable at this point. I mean, he has this huge empire.
Right, and as you pointed out, you can run some of this business from inside a prison. You know, you just have to either use code words on the phone or get a cell phone smuggled to you by a corrupt guard.
I mean, or maybe even not, because as a prison guard, just like a regular prison guard who's maybe middle class at mm-hmm. best, making $15 an hour, if you're lucky, might be closer to 10 or 5.
Mm.
You go right on this guy? I'm not.
No, but are you going to okay. help him? Are you going to help him? Are you going to smuggle a phone to him?
If he tells me to bring him a phone, I think he's getting a phone. Like,
according to witnesses, they're talking about some of the large number of pounds, you know, hundreds and hundreds of kilograms of heroin and cocaine and other things brought over just a period of a few years to America. After surrendering to American agents, the brothers, he had a couple brothers he was working with, secretly taped dozens of conversations with El Chapo. So they got busted, and then the feds flipped them on El Chapo, and they kept acting as though they hadn't been busted and recorded a bunch of conversations. Let's see here. Going on, it says that his pilot and business manager, Miguel Angel Gordo Martinez, testified that the cartel boss would sometimes receive as many as 3 cash-filled airplanes from the United States on a single day. Each plane carried $8 to $10 million. He also told El Chapo, or told how El Chapo worked with Colombian suppliers to finance deliveries of up to 14 tons of cocaine transported by boat to international waters off of Mexico, where Colombian crews would transfer the drug to El Chapo's employees. Martinez estimated that from 1990 to 1993, El Chapo thus imported 25 to 30 tons of cocaine into Mexico each year. So just thinking about, you know, the amount of money that this guy was pulling in, $8 to $10 million, loaded in a plane, getting up to 3 of these planes in one day. You know, you always have to wonder, and of course they've addressed some of this in some of the movies about drug smuggling. You remember the one with Johnny Depp, where he was the airline marijuana smuggler or whatever it was. I forget the dude's name. Now I'm spacing on the movie's name as well. It's like a one name. It was a one-name movie with Johnny Depp in it. I'm sure somebody's going to be shouting it in the chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. But anyway, in that movie, you know, one of the problems is dealing with all the cash, dealing with all the money. They address this in the television program Breaking Bad as well, where he just starts making so much money. Storing the money becomes a challenge. It becomes a real problem.
And they didn't have cryptocurrency.
Yeah, you're right. That's correct. They didn't have cryptocurrency. But even so, if you're getting $8 to $10 million in cash, it's not easy to just flip that into crypto.
Yeah,
either.
You're not gonna feed that through an ATM, and if you try to feed it through Coinbase, they're gonna nerf
you. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you can't go through any kind of official channels in those cases. But you're right. Oh, Blow. Thank you, Baraka 66. That was the name of the movie with Johnny Depp, was Blow. And so, yeah, what do you do with all this money? And, of course, once you start getting into the millions of dollars, into the $10 million income in one day, you talk about a month? I mean, who knows what kind of money we're talking about here with this guy, but it's likely hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars coming in. You know, you have to ask yourself, at what point, why doesn't somebody like that just retire? Is it because you can't retire? Is it because, you know?
I think
well,
some
I would
of that
say
going
that's
on.
Certainly part of it. I mean, once you've got that money, you need to have the security, and you need to keep paying for the security. So, you know, I think that is part of it, where if these guys retired, they would have some serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also, I mean, I would imagine from their point of view, they're having a lot of fun.
Sure.
I mean, you can do things as a gangster that you just can't.
Yeah, that might be true when you're 20, 30, maybe 40. I think that starts to be less true when you're 60, 70.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about like buying women in fast cars, you can still do that at 60 and 70.
Right, but you have to, like, running from the cops at that age. Like, I mean, running from the cops at any age is not fun, but, like, I mean, at some point, you can't run. I mean,
sure. I mean, somebody like that isn't doing a whole lot of running. He's just doing the ordering. He's ordering his lieutenants and his, you know, foot soldiers to go and do the work.
Yeah, but you still have to.
Well, when you're escaping prison, you have to do the running yourself.
That's true. Well, in that case, they actually, I think they said that they had a like a motorbike for him. So they dug the tunnel underneath the prison, and when he got out. He was in the tunnel. There was I believe there was some sort of transportation there.
Oh, wow.
So
at least it wasn't a motorized wheelchair.
Yeah. He told, let's see. So again, they keep just running through some of these numbers here with tons and tons and hundreds of pounds of cocaine and such. Isaias Valdez Rios, described as a hired killer for El Chapo, testified he saw the drug king torture and execute 3 rival drug traffickers, burying one of them alive. 2 others had bones broken before being killed. Their bodies were burned. While El Chapo has not been directly accused of murder, the hired killer's testimony, the bloodiest and most macabre heard in the case so far, could help seal his fate. Other witnesses said they had seen El Chapo order kidnappings and killings of rivals or of police who refused to accept bribes. They said El Chapo had a permanent security guard of perhaps, here you go, Chris, or, Rich, 100 security agents. So that's how many people he was paying to protect him.
Yeah.
Armed with pistols, automatic arms, bazookas, grenades, and rocket launchers, according to the story.
Hmm.
So, I mean, this is one bad mofo. And now he's facing, I don't know how many years in prison, but once again, you know, talking about the war on drugs and how it needs to absolutely end, because you can put El Chapo behind bars, but he's got people, and they've got people. And even though they've busted, you know, what sounds like over a dozen people, all these people testifying against him were busted before they busted El Chapo. So they've definitely, you know, done some damage to this particular cartel. But as you pointed out earlier, Rich, that's just going to help the other cartel. You take out the Sinaloas. What's the other one? The Zetas, I think, is another name down south.
Yep. And then there are the 100 drug cartels you've never heard of yet.
Right. That would love to rise to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the big banks during the bailouts. They said, oh, no, we can't let the big banks go bankrupt. That would be disaster for the system. Well, no, medium-sized banks will become big banks.
Sure.
They'll start making more money.
The money's got to go somewhere.
The money's got to go somewhere. Somebody's got to provide the services.
Yeah, and the same thing is true in this war on drugs. I mean, even Trump acknowledged it last year when he talked about the reason why he didn't want the wall to actually be a wall. And that he wanted it to be a fence so you can see through it. The reason he gave was because we don't want anybody getting hit by a 60-pound brick of drugs that's being chucked across in a, you know, a catapult. So the idea was make the wall see-through, essentially a fence, so people wouldn't get hit by drugs flying over the wall. So Trump seems to have some awareness of, you know, the futility of the war on drugs, even though he is obviously continuing to prosecute it the whole time.
I don't understand that double think.
Yeah. Well, he's got to make his police buddies happy
for
whatever reason. He's even though at the same time he also froze the government's funding for a record number of weeks, 5 weeks, and that affected
He just wanted to break a record.
I think he did. Yeah. It affected the entire Department of Justice, though. So the FBI. All these policing agencies, Department of Prisons, or Bureau of Prisons, they all went without pay for 5 weeks. More coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.